Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5. We're recording today on Thursday, June 16th, 2016. I'm going solo today. We got some great guests coming up over the next few weeks, but I do like to take usually 1 week out of the month and just share some observations that I think are relevant to all of us in the service business of banking. Yesterday being Wednesday, it's sort of the day that I kind of circle as, you know, the day to go do errands. And so I thought about all the brands that I interacted with yesterday, and my banking brand wasn't one of them, except that I do check my account every morning on the mobile app, which is something I think, you know, everybody does now, probably more than ever before. But absolutely made a kind of a mental note and just kind of want to review some of it with you. And in light of everything, the importance of just always being the one brand that stands out at the end of the day, because I think most people, that is their experience throughout the day. They you know, stop someplace for breakfast maybe, or they go do this, or maybe they're traveling with their family. For me yesterday, it was pretty simple. I went to the grocery store, went to Dick's Sporting Goods, and then in phone conversations, had a conversation with the people that treat my house and yard. You know, I live in Texas, so we have people that come out. I have those things in the walls where they put the orchid, not the orchid man. It's the worldwide pest control, and they just put the stuff in the wall, and you don't have to have people walking through your house spraying stuff. And they also come and they switch out the termite traps. And so they forgot to do that last time, so I had to call them and ask them to come back and do that. And then finally, I also had a phone conversation with a place here called Chicken Express. I noticed, by the way, checking that mobile app every day, one of the reasons I do it is that I noticed that I was charged two times at Chicken Express on Sunday night, even though I only ate there once. And I knew the young lady had made a mistake, because what they do is they come out the car while you're in line and take your order. And she walked back and she goes, "Is this your card?" And I was like, "Yes. Why are you taking it from the person behind me?" The person behind me probably didn't notice. I was like, "Hey, I'm going to get me a free chicken dinner." But anyway, my point in all of this is the one person that really stood out yesterday. There was nothing at all interesting at the grocery store, just your usual person, beep, 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 scanning stuff and putting it in the bag. You save 50 cents, gives you the receipt with 16,000 coupons for stuff that you'll never need. The exporting goods. I don't know, man. I know you probably can't discriminate, but I think if you're like at a place that sells, you know, athletic and outdoor equipment, you would want to have people with energy. That place was just like, I don't know, maybe everyone's kind of, I've been down this week for obvious reasons too, but you know, that's possibly part of it. But the Chicken Express lady was nice enough, but the lady from the pest control place was just wonderful. You know, the gold standard for me when it comes to answering the phone and phone etiquette is our very own LaVetra Parker, greatest phone voice anywhere in the free world, and probably oppressed world too. And I think of what is called in musical dynamics, it's an Italian word called dolce, D-O-L-C-E. And what it means is, if you see that on a sheet of music, it means to play it, and this is actually what it means, sweetly. I talk about how LaVetra has a melody in her voice when she answers the phone and converses with you on the phone. And this, I don't remember her name. I do remember the brand, however, Worldwide Pest Control. And I'm glad I'm using them. They left me wanting more. Again, the objective of we put on a live performance each and every day here at GTE Financial. We want to keep people wanting more of what we do. And that person certainly reinforced my decision, because there are lots and lots of people. They walk around all the time. They knock on your door at dinner time. "Hey, we're taking care of lots of people in your neighborhood with pest control." And I'm like, "Really? Name three of them," which would not do much good, because I don't really know a whole lot of my neighbors. But I've been very happy with these guys. I've been with them since we moved to New Braunfels in 2004. But again, it's that maintaining those relationships. And again, in light of everything, sometimes it is not easy to feel sweetly when the news is not particularly sweet. Very tough couple of weeks there in Florida with the tropical storm Colin, and then of course all the other unpleasantries. I've really, really been thinking about you guys and missing my GTE family, and keeping you all very, very much in my thoughts and in my heart, and hope to get out there to see you sooner rather than later. But again, just final reminder, just kind of think of that word, dulce, the next time you're conversing with one of your coworkers or one of your one of our members, as I like to refer to them as our member owners, the people that own the credit union, and ask yourself, can you verbalize that musical dynamic of sweetness? Because I mean, you know, it's during tough times, sometimes that's what it takes. Somebody's having a bad day. Doesn't always have to be something on the news. It can just be stuff in life. You know, my wife had a little fender bender yesterday, ruined the whole afternoon. Nobody's hurt. Nobody, it's not a big deal. We have insurance. It's not the end of the world. It wasn't anybody, well, it was the person's fault who hit her from behind, but it, well, again, it was a little doop, little knock on the back bumper, little scratch, and the bumper's going to have to be fixed, but it just blew up the whole afternoon talking to insurance companies. Progressive Insurance. I interacted with them yesterday. Very, very good about communicating claim status and stuff like that. I don't know who you use for insurance. I'm not telling you to use Progressive. I'm just saying they've always been very, very good to me because my wife has been in a lot of fender benders. So don't drive like my wife and you won't have to call. Like, of course, yesterday wasn't her fault. I hope she can't hear me doing the show because she's still home. But anyway, my point being that put that sweetness and that melody in your voice. And trust me, there's someone you're going to interact with who at the end of the day is going to be thinking back on all the places they went, Publix, Home Depot, maybe they talked to their cable company, I hope not, or their cell phone company. And maybe they look back on us, GTE Financial, say, man, that person was so nice, whether it was through the interactive telemachine or on the phone or in person. It's a beautiful thing about, you know, music. It is the multicultural, multi-generational language of our shared humanity. And dulce, just remember that, dulce, sweetly, put that sweetness in your voice, and people will remember us, and we'll stand out from the other daily brands that people use in our service area. Hey folks, let's continue. Oh, next week's got Dr. Amos. He's going to be on the show. That's going to be a fun conversation. And you guys have a great, great weekend. Know that I'm thinking about you guys very, very much. Like I said, just put that sweetness in your voice and make someone smile today, and you'll feel better yourself. Let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy, and let's be in business forever. Until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Bye.